Blog Talk Radio. Host Rose Fullhart, along with Fiona Miller and also Vivian Alban. We are all psychic mediums, spiritual healers, and also a numerologist. So it's a wonderful show to listen to. We have a great show planned today. We have a guest on, and our guest is Stella Webb. Stella is a psychic medium. She also is a witch. So we're going to be talking about the Wiccan religion. It's going to be a series that we're going to be doing every once in a while. We're going to be talking about different religions because I think everybody needs to know the oneness connection that we have. So this is going to be a great show today. So let me welcome on my co-host, Fiona Miller. Fiona, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and thank you, Rose. I'm excited to be on the show today with Stella because I don't really know a lot about, like, I've heard of the Wicca, but I don't really know a lot about it, so I think it'll be interesting. And also, I just wanted to say to our listeners today, I have problems. If you're going into our blog talk chat room, I can't get in on my computer for that. So if you want to ask questions or whatnot, you can go into psychictalk.net/live to get on. The chat room is open there through Facebook. So I'm sorry about that. I have to update something, and I'm not the computer person like Vivian is to rebound on this kind of stuff. So all is good. So just to let you know, you can go in the other way to ask a question of Stella. So anyways, welcome, Stella, and yes, let's get going.
Okay, so before we get started, though, Fiona, I just want to let our listeners know that Vivian's on a sabbatical for 2 months, so she will be back with us in 2 months. She had some things come up, so she will be busy, but she will hopefully get to listen in every now and then, and we're really going to start, just so the listeners out there know that. And I also want to give the call-in number in case you want to call in and maybe, you know, ask a question or maybe you have a comment about the show today. We won't be taking mini readings today. We will only be taking questions and comments. And the phone number to call in is 714-816-4628. So let's get this party with Spirit started. Let's talk about Stella. Let's welcome Stella on. Sorry, I'm just stumbling over my words today. let's welcome Stella on. So Stella, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much, Rose, and thank you, Fiona, for having me on the show today.
We are honored, honey. We are so honored to have you on the show. So Stella, let's start off with this question.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about your religious history, because I think that's important to know where you started.
Well, I actually grew up as a Christian, and I went to an Assembly of God church, which is an evangelical section of like the Pentecostals and stuff like that, and it was a pretty strict Assembly of God Church, even for them, they were, at the time when I was growing up, Assembly of God was kind of a little bit on the lesser side of being strict, but my particular church was a little bit more. I wore dresses all the time, you know, that was kind of required, and no makeup, no jewelry, that kind of thing for women. And this is how I grew up, and I went to that church until I got married. And then when I got married, my husband at the time and I, we went to a different church, and that church was considered more charismatic. That's also another section of the evangelical area, and but it's a lot more free as far as they you know, the women wore pants and makeup and jewelry and all this kind of stuff, and I thought I was in heaven, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All the restrictions gone, yeah. Well, as during that time, as a young adult, you know, I had my ex and I. He's now my we're not married anymore. We were leaders in the church, and then we went into the mission field, and we were missionaries in Guatemala, in Costa Rica, and in Panama. And in Panama, we had a church on a military base down in Panama, on the Panama Canal. And it was a privilege, because it's not something that's heard of. So to be able to do that was a real privilege. And so we pastored this church for a while, and then we came back to the States. By this time, we had two biological children, and we also adopted two children, a beautiful boy from Haiti and a lovely young woman from a baby from Panama. She was only a day old when we adopted her while we were in Panama. And so these children, we came back to the States, and we did some stuff here and in the St. Louis area and stuff. And we had a church for a while and stuff. There was a time though that once, you know, my ex, he had a job that took him out of town quite a bit and stuff. And so it just got to be more than we really wanted to handle with the four kids and his job and traveling and stuff like that. And the church just kind of faded into the background, and that, you know, and that was that. But it was also during this time, I should say that during the time that before things started to change for me, during that time that I was a Christian, and up to this point, I was well into my 30s, but I was never, how can I explain it? I was a very spiritual person, and I connected with spirit very easily. It's always been something that's very easy for me, right? But at the same time, a lot of the things that I saw in Christianity just wasn't my cup of tea. I don't like how women are viewed. And this is one of the big things for me, is that I am a very outspoken woman. I'm not the kind of woman that's quiet and genteel and walks softly. When I come into a room, you usually know it. And so I just didn't find my place. I didn't find my place there. As a matter of fact, most times I was usually being told that I needed to tone it down, and or I needed to step back and allow my husband at the time to take his place in the ministry, which he was taking his place just fine and stuff. And this was by other leaders in the Christian church and stuff, you know. And it just was never a real good fit for me, not to mention the fact that there was a lot of things that I don't, I never did really follow as far as belief system. I never believed that homosexuals were going to hell. I never believed that that women should submit to men. I never believed that I never believed that there was only one way to God. I never believed in heaven or hell. It's kind of like all of these things that you're supposed to believe to be a Christian. I wasn't a very good Christian, let me put it that way.
I think you're so. I think you're so new, right? You're so new on a level.
Yes.
That
it's, yes, it was.
It's all you know. You do this already. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, it was. It was something that was innate in me. These were things that I had moral issues with, you know, and
right.
I couldn't just dismiss it. And then one day I was reading the book by Merlin Stone called When God Was a Woman. And I'm an avid learner. I'm always taking classes. I'm always reading. I'm always studying and researching. I just always love to get as much information as possible. So I'm reading this book about when God was a woman, and Merlin Stone goes in it. She goes in and talks about, the premise of a goddess, which for somebody who grew up in Christianity, I mean, you might hear about a Greek goddess or something like that, but honestly, it's something that's dismissed as just being a mythology. It's not ever accepted as something that can be true and alive, you know? And so
right.
I never really gave it any kind of consideration. However, another one of my big issues in Christianity is that I never did identify with a male deity, especially the father figure that's portrayed by Christianity, because I didn't have a father in my life. I grew up in a single parent home. And so
right.
I could never identify with that in my life. And there's strong feminine energy was just not a thing for a Christian in a Christian church. And I had strong feminine energy. And so it was really hard for me to put myself in there and feel like I belonged in this place. So when I read this book, there's accounts of, they talk about in the Old Testament about how the Israelites were told to go, they were commanded by God to go and to destroy these tribes and villages throughout the area, and because they worshipped other gods and goddesses. But in reality, it was only really goddesses. And there was a feminine divine that was all throughout that area, and they were told to go and destroy these villages and kill everybody, including the livestock, and they were allowed to take the women and the daughters and stuff, and just all of this horrible stuff that it dawned on me that I felt like this was ripped away from me, the opportunity to have and to experience and to identify with the feminine deity. I felt like in reading this, I had read those scriptures over and over a million times over. I was a Christian minister and a missionary, and I knew those, but it was almost like my eyes just opened up, and I realized that my opportunity to be able to connect to spirit in a feminine form was denied to me because these people just wiped it out, you know?
And
so,
you know, can I add something to that?
Yes.
I totally get what you're saying, simply because, Stella, you know, I don't know if a lot of people out there know this, but the Bible itself, the King James Version, was put together by a man named Constantine, and Constantine had a council that was called the Council of Nicaea, and Constantine mm-hmm. wanted power. This is what he was after. Okay, he was very corrupt before he reverted to the church and became a Christian, and still continued to kill people, and he used God's name to do that, and he actually took these books of the Bible that were written 300 years after Christ, and he also took the ones that were written and he threw some of them out, one of them being the Book of Mary, simply because of the fact that she was a female, and females in that era could not at that time have any kind of power. Actually, she was the head disciple of Christ. So she was his wife, and she was who everybody would or who Jesus would go to when he needed somebody to talk to, right? So
yeah.
She would confide in him, or he would confide in her, because she was very wise and she was his wife. So that history goes way back, and I understand where you're coming from because I was part of the Mormon Church, LDS Church, and I learned a lot from being LDS, but I will tell you that they don't believe in women being preachers or ministers. And
right.
You can be a missionary, but you can't be a minister. And I always had a problem with that. So I could totally relate to what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I strongly believe that any religion that that subjects half of the world's population to oblivion is doing more harm than we are good, you know? We need to have the feminine half of the humanity's population just as much in the forefront of every single part in political, social, religious, all of these forefronts. We need them right there to bring balance in the world and to, I mean, we'll never be able to reach our full potential as humans if we feel like we have to constantly suppress half of the population. It's just not going to happen, you know?
I know exactly what you're talking about. This is one of the reasons that the series that we're doing here on religion kind of touches all of that. You know, I think it's a necessary thing that needs to be discussed. You know, I don't know if our listeners, when I said this in the beginning, if I said this to our listeners, but, you know, Stella is a columnist and a journalist. So she professionally writes about these kind of things. So
yes, I was
just to let everybody out there know that.
Exactly.
Wow.
It was about 2006 that I decided that I needed to. Well, actually, it was a little bit before that. About 2003, I decided, okay, I'm walking away from Christianity right now. And for the next two or three years, I kind of played with. Well, for about the next 2 years, I played with the idea of being agnostic or being an atheist, and I kind of danced around it. But the problem is that I'm a very, very spiritual person. And like I said, I've always connected to spirit very easily, and I've seen way too much to just dismiss it as being anything except for something more than just what we see with our eyes. And so I couldn't just walk away from this, from spirit's activity in our life, you know? So I started exploring. I sat down and I asked myself, when do I feel the most connected to spirit? When do I feel closest to God, right? And the answer was very easy for me. It was in nature. And so I started saying, okay, this is what the path I need to start doing. I need to start looking toward a nature path, something that helps me connect. So I went to exploring various things, pantheism, and just a whole bunch of different things, and came to Wicca. Now, Wicca is a nature-honoring path. Everything that we do is centered around nature. It's centered around the seasons and the moon phases and all of this thing, because we honor all of that. We honor the earth as sacred. We honor the moon, we honor, and her phases, we honor the sun, and we recognize that the planets in our universe, even they have energy that plays a role in our interconnectedness. We believe that that the elements of the earth, like earth, air, fire, and water, we believe that all of these are sacred, and we see spirit in all living things. We see spirit in trees. We see spirit in plants, and we see spirit in even crystals that grow. I've got a lovely crystal that a friend gave me last night, sitting on my desk right now. And
yeah.
We see spirit in all of these things, and we believe that we're connected to all of this. And the connectedness isn't just here on Earth; that it goes on beyond Earth as well. And so this interconnectedness is something that is important to us. And so when I was seeking this path of nature, Wicca not only gave me that connection to nature, that because we're not when I step out of my place and I go into nature, it's not like I'm going to nature. I am nature. I'm not going
right.
to spirit. I am spirit. So it's just going to where it's like going home. I mean, we forget sometimes that we're so disconnected from nature in our world today, and especially in America, that sometimes it's hard to remember that we actually lived in nature before, you know? And it was a part of everything we are. We knew the stars in the sky. We knew the seasons. We could tell, you know? And we kind of lost that. Anyhow, I'll get off my soapbox about that. During this time, I started going down this, but it was more than just the connection to nature that made Wicca so appealing to me. It was also the fact that there was a lot of traditions that one of the things I always loved about church, and humans are like this, we love traditions. I'm a person who loves the traditions that I grew up with, right? Even if I didn't always embrace some of the ideology behind it. But I love traditions, and Wiccans have some beautiful traditions. We have we have Sabbats that revolve around every single one of our holidays throughout a year. There's 8 of them, and every single one of them fall on a very intricate part of the year, whether it be the summer equinox or whether it be the last harvest, you know, or we celebrate when spring starts to come, and we celebrate the fertility of the earth, and each one of our Sabbats are geared around nature. So these traditions, and we also celebrate the moon phases and stuff, and we honor them, and we spend a time of reflection. And our times of reflection often are based on the moon phases and stuff, you know? And so,
right.
Yeah, what was that?
I said right. I'm just agreeing.
I thought these traditions were beautiful, and they were exactly what I needed. But on top of that, the icing on the cake is that Wicca wholeheartedly embraces the feminine divine. It embraces spirit as a feminine entity as well. And that was something that was so important to me, because it was finally something I felt like I could identify with. And so that's what I did. I started walking the Wiccan path, and it's beautiful, and I absolutely love what I do.
I think it's beautiful, you know, and it's so, and that's why we do shows like this, Stella, so that we can, you know, highlight, you know, that journey, because I think many of us have been on that journey. I know I have. I've connected to multiple religions and done a lot of study, and like you, I'm definitely a reader and definitely a studier, and I found that the universe is the universe, and it's all connected, and that God is not one thing. You can call him God, but he is the Alpha and Omega, so he is everything, right? He is the
exactly.
divine, right? He is that tree. He is that moon. He is the stars. He is all of that. So we're not separated from that. When we classify and we label and we try to control, and that's what a lot of these religions do. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything bad about anybody by saying that, but it's something that needs to be spoken. I think the ancients knew a lot. Right. I think the ancient cultures knew a lot about, you know, the connection to the earth and, you know, connection to us and that we are that. I believe when I look at a tree or when I look at a person, you know, that's part of me, because that is part of the ultimate energy, the universe, the feminine, divine, the masculine, you know, part of life, everything. So, I think it's beautiful when you walk your own path, when you find your own truth, you know, and
exactly.
I love your story, you know, and I love that you go out there and you write about this and you tell people about this, because it needs to be spoke, right?
Thank
people
you
need
so
to
much.
Know.
I enjoy it. You can tell that I have a passion for it. It's it's kind of like, I mean, first of all, I need to say that not every, so every single witch, we have our own path that we follow, and we let spirit guide us on whatever that path would be. We might celebrate the same kinds of Sabbats and stuff. We might celebrate the same Sabbats, and we honor the moon phases and stuff. But each of us has our own path that we follow. And when we're following that path, we make sure that we're doing that. We know for a fact that that spirit is leading us down a path for our highest good. And it's not a dogmatic thing. It's not dogmatic at all, because
right.
What might be my path may not be the path for my next sister sitting next to me, or for my brother on the other side. We each have our own path, and we don't sit there and point fingers and say, "Oh, you shouldn't be doing that." That's not how it works. Because if I feel like I need to honor a certain, if I need to honor the divine, if I need to honor spirit. And I feel like I should honor spirit as a certain personifying spirit as a certain god or goddess. Then I do, and that's embraced by the people around me, because they understand that that's what I need in my life and for my path. So it's a beautiful walk, because we encourage each other along the path. I have a great group of friends, and I have a coven, and we support each other, and we love each other, and none of us walk the same path. We all have traditions from various different. We call ourselves the followers of the old ways, because a lot of the traditions we practice have been practiced for a very long time, and they found their roots in that. Even if the traditions today are different. A lot of our traditions are founded in roots that go back a long, long time. And we all know that whatever path that person's following, we let them follow it. There's some that do the Celtic traditions more. Some will follow a Norse tradition more. Some will follow more Germanic traditions. And for me, I have long been, even though I'm a Wiccan, my pantheon that I work it with the most is actually Hindu, and it's beautiful. I've worked with and still do work with Saraswati. Saraswati, when I write, she's the one who gives me the creative juices and she gives me ideas and gives me inspiration. She's the one who helps me when I'm researching a topic. She's the one who, when I sit down to write, gives me the focus that I need to have. I've worked with Lakshmi. And I've worked with Kali and Durga, and I mean all of these, and Shakti. These are all deities that have been in my life and have worked well for me, and my brothers and sisters my brother and sister witches, they encourage it and they love it, and they're like, hey, you know. And if they have a question about Kali, then they'll come over and they'll ask me. I had somebody ask me the other day. And then if I see somebody and he might be working with somebody, some, you know, Odin or somebody
right.
in the Norse tradition.
Then
or
the masters.
Then
the masters are all the masters. I worked with Durga. So it's, you know, that's a beautiful thing when you can be your individual self. And I really honestly think that the divine, that's exactly what the divine wants you to do. Is be yourself, find your energy, find your gifts, find out who you are. You know, I don't think it's meant to be just one religion, right? I think we're meant to explore all. And I always
exactly.
use the analogy that, you know, religion is like a big mirror, or was in the beginning, or faith. Let's say faith is like a big mirror. And we can all see the truth in it. But it's been broke, and when it's been dropped and broke, all those pieces are a different religions and different faiths. And when it's put back together, we can see the truth. And I think we all come back to that, don't we? And I think we, you know,
yeah.
we learn from that, and we form our own individual beliefs. I mean, there are some things in the LDS faith or the Mormon faith that I still know is true, you know, and I was raised Catholic myself, so I have that. I've studied every religion, so I have that. And I know from being a spiritualist minister myself and also very much an individual and very much psychic, I'm very spiritual and connected to the energy, so I can totally relate to, you know, Wiccan. So I honor all faiths because I've learned something from every one of them. Now, even if it was,
it
was like you did, Stella, in the very beginning with, you know, the ritual, not ritual, but the control. You know, you have to wear the skirts and you have to grow your hair long and you have to do this or you have to do that. It's just something you learn, that discipline. It's like, wow, you know, I don't think I ever really understood God, and I'm going to say God because, you know, that's the universe, that's everything. When I say that, when I mean that, that is spirit, right? When I say that, I don't think I ever really understood that and how it works, right, until I had to go through, you know, multiple religions and see it for myself. I had to go through that control. I learned discipline from the Catholic Church, but I never learned how to love, right? But I did learn that from the LDS Church. You see,
that's
so
awesome.
We pick up.
I agree.
Right.
We have a saying that you know, for all of these, because we have different paths, but we also honor whatever your path is, whether you are a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu or whatever, a Buddhist. We honor all paths and whatever path that you feel spirit is guiding you to, and so. But we even within our own past, we honor whatever path it is, and that's what it comes down to, is spirit will lead you where you should be. You know, we believe that, and you're going to, I mean, right now my path is a path that works completely for me and makes me so happy, and it but it's also something that I can morally embrace. And it's something that works well in my life, and it helps me to honor others as well and their paths, you know?
Exactly what you're saying. But I'm going to give Fiona a chance, because I know she's got some questions back there. She was trying to get in on conversation. It's back a little ways. She kept talking. I'm sorry, Fiona.
I'm finding it very interesting how the Wicca, how you're saying, Stella, that you each go on your journey. I thought it was more of a focused, you know, this is how you looked at things. So, and it was kind of one way. I had no idea that that you were allowed to be a part of this group, but still go in your own direction. So, that's very, very empowering to be a part of a group that allows the individuality of each person.
There are some groups who will say, okay, so this is our tradition. They'll create a tradition and they'll live by the tradition, and then that's how they practice. And that's fine if that's what people want to do. Within my friend group, and as well as within my coven is made up of various traditions. We've got our coven members have come from a lot of different traditions, and we incorporate that in our rituals and in our Sabbath. We celebrate the diversity and the different paths that we all have. So it's kind of, you know, if you feel like you want, it's kind of like whatever suits your taste. If you want something that's going to be a certain way and say this is a tradition and we're all going to do that, great. But for the most of the people that I know in this area, we're kind of eclectic, and we have a taste that go in a million different directions, and we bring them all together and celebrate together.
Right. Well, I'm just even, it's interesting for me hearing what you're saying, because that's what I'm at that stage in my life of really understanding. We may use different terminology to call different things, but there is this commonality that runs between everything. It's just new. It's just how different positions, because I was introduced while I was away taking a course to a spiritual church, and you know, and I was really in, she was a beautiful, beautiful woman, but she was very good. There was somebody else that was with us who was with the spiritual church, but she was very rigid. And even what I said, what I believed, I mean, it was tossed out the window. But of course the minister was, she said, "I'll explain what we do then." And so to me, with her explaining what she was doing, there was a common thread between it all that they just interpreted it one way and I've just interpreted it a different way. So again,
right.
Really, was really nice to hear that you allow this. So I think the people that you have in your group are very, very, very open-minded. And I think that's really what we're needing, is to be open-minded in understanding the different, well, religions and why people do this and that, and to open that door instead of saying, you know, being condemning and whatnot, but going, okay, if that,
right.
To me, it's all about getting closer to the divine and opening up and working with that divine energy. So whichever way you get there, whichever way you call it, it brings us all to that one place of oneness.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed that, like, what Rose is calling God and what I'm calling spirit and what you're calling the divine, it's all the same thing. We can call it goddess or the divine, the great divine. We're all talking about the very same energy that runs through us all, you know?
Yeah, and you know, Stella and Fiona, before we even put to look the form on female, we are not in spirit. We are not a male or a female. We are both.
Right.
So, exactly.
So with that understanding, it may be your path in this life is to embrace the divine feminine. Maybe that will make women stronger and show the world that we are equal in many ways.
Right.
So I think that's a beautiful thing, because it's a duality. It's also a balance that needs to be,
right.
It's a positive, it's a negative, you know, it's all of that. And being out there, and I think the religions are so that we can highlight, you know, the religions or the faith, so that we can highlight our what we think is a difference, and then understand that it's not actually a difference. It's all the same thing, right? We're all one.
You know how I was saying that sometimes we will, like in with Wicca, you know, like I said, some people might come together and create a tradition, right, and follow that tradition. And while my groups that I'm in, we kind of go, we embrace a lot of different things and celebrate together, right? But even
right.
And like what you were talking about, Rose, with these other, with other religions, whether it be Christianity, and there's how many different sections of Christianity, and with all of, you know, and Islam and all this kind of stuff, the thing is that, yeah, we can create these groups, but we need to make sure that in creating these groups, even with Wicca, that we don't come to a point where we believe our way is the only way, or our way should be the only way that it's done, because that's when we start creating these barriers to the rest of the world, and instead of embracing the diversity. And I mean, none of us are the same. We don't look the same. We don't act the same. We're not the same. And we're here. We're not humans on earth having a spiritual experience. We're spirits having a human experience.
Exactly.
And we miss that sometimes. We miss the fact
right.
that what we're here for is to learn from each other and to grow and to have and to transcend what the smaller things that are here in life to be something that's better than that. And so that's kind of when we start taking our religions and saying, hey, this is what you should believe, and if you don't believe this, then you're wrong. It creates an environment that stifles growth, which is why we're here. We're supposed to be growing.
Right.
I agree. I agree totally. I think that, you know, it's like, you know, you have different – I think we're supposed to grow with who we are. We are supposed to grow. We have to experience to be able to do that. That's the whole point of it, right? And so to ascend or to climb in our understanding and our consciousness, we have to go through that. We have to do that. And if that's experiencing multiple religions or you know, investigating multiple religions or just different faiths, you know, let's think outside the box. You know, there are some that do. I know that as far as the LDS Church, they don't really tell you that you have to believe in them. There's no force in there. There's no they're very open to other religions, and they believe that, you know, everybody has a something to put into that big melting pot that we call faith. Right. Right.
Yeah.
So I give hats off to them. So, you know, you believe in the fact that, you know, and then all the spiritualists also open about that, because you never know. This is the thing, you never know. Like, people have a misconception about Wicca, right?
Right.
They think you're out there dancing around the food every night and that you're sacrificing animals. And
well, we don't
know that which is thing, and that you would never do that because one of the creeds is you do unto others, right?
Well, it's not do unto others. Our Wiccan read is actually do, and it harm none, do as you will. So first and foremost, we don't harm others. This is what we do.
Exactly.
We do magic. And what magic is basically, if you come from a Christian background, it would basically be kind of like a prayer. It's working with that energy that flows through all of us. Yeah, it's that working with spirit, and it's connecting to that spirit, which is what you do when you pray. You connect to spirit, and you connect to God. And so it's connecting. It's when we do magic, it's what we call magic. It's basically us connecting to spirit. But most of the time, I mean, like, I'm gonna say, I don't ask very much, so much from spirit. Because I've created a life that I love. Most of the time, if I'm ever doing any kind of magic or anything like that, it's to honor the life that I have in its various ways. You know, whether it be for the wind that's blowing outside, or whether it be for the water that I'm drinking or the food that I'm eating, I honor the food I eat. As a matter of fact, we don't sacrifice animals. But that's the, I mean, and actually there's a lot of witches who are vegetarian and vegans. But the thing is that we don't believe in, and we don't eat children. That's not a thing.
Oh, geez.
But you know what? The funny thing is, people think that kind of thing. It's crazy. But you know,
no, that's just not a thing.
Even in this day and age, they do. It's just crazy, and that's why I wanted to do these. You know, we talked, Fiona and Vivian and I talked about doing these shows. Is we want to blow those misconceptions, you know, and show the oneness in that, right? But you know what, lady?
Right.
I think we have a caller, don't we, Fiona, that has a question?
Yes. Yes. So let me just go in and bring the caller in. So it's going to be area code 307. You're on the air live. Hello? Oops.
Maybe we don't.
Hold just a second. Hello? Are you there? Area code 307?
Man, what a dope
institution.
Hello?
Hello, area code 307.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So what's your name?
My name is Alyssa.
Alyssa? Okay. And what's your question?
I missed the first part of the show. I just was coming in from work. And I have, can I ask a question about my love life, or is it about the song?
We're just doing questions on the Wicca, what that's about. We're not doing readings today.
Oh, okay. Then
you can phone back.
I'm sorry,
that's okay. We're glad that you're listening, but you can phone back on another day, and we'd love to answer your question.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye now.
Well, I guess it's a good thing nobody has any questions, and we've absolutely explained everything, right?
Right.
Stella's just doing a great job.
Yeah.
Well, so I'd like to kind of expand on the Har Nun thing for Wicca. This is a big thing. We only have one rule. We don't have 10 commandments or anything like that. We have one rule, and it's that we harm none. For which, this is a big thing. When we see others harming somebody, if we see a witch harm somebody, they'll get called out, because that's not okay in our book. And on top of that, we also have a tenet called the threefold law. And what this is it's kind of like what you would consider karma or something, but we believe that basically whatever energy that a person puts out into the world, whether it's positive or negative, we believe that it'll be returned to that person three times. So if I put out any kind of energy, if it's negative, it's going to come back to me. If I put out energy and it's positive, it's going to come back to me. If I put out love, love will come back to me. And so that's kind of, that's where the harm none thing comes in, because, even if you want to kind of test the waters and stuff, sure, you can test it. But, I kind of see this as going a little bit deeper. Because I believe that we're all connected, this energy, spirit, whatever we want to call it, I believe we're all connected. And if I'm connected, if I say something bad about Rose, then Rose is going to feel that. You can usually feel when somebody is saying something about you, you feel it. I mean, I do. Yeah. I'm connected to spirit. I stay connected to spirit daily, and I feel it. If somebody is out there doing it, I can feel it. But if I say something about Rose, right, well, that's going to affect Rose. And she's going to feel it. But people who are connected to Rose is also going to feel it. And then, you know what? I am also connected to Rose. That means that I will feel it too. So that's how it comes right back to me. And that's the kind of thing that for people, I mean, I'm an energy worker. And I was an energy worker when I was a Christian as well. But as a witch, it's something that I've worked to develop even more. So the harm none thing is a big thing for witches, and we take it very seriously. And our threefold law kind of lays the foundation for which that one rule is applied. So
right.
And you know, that's makes sense, because that's the law of attraction.
Exactly.
Yeah. What you put out, you get back. And it's all the same thing. See, it's just different terms of expressing.
Exactly.
It. You know, the universe is God, and you know, the divine feminine is God, and it's all one thing. It's just different terms. You know, it's like when they change a word in the Bible, they change the whole meaning behind it. Like they may say man and mean man as far as one man, or they could say mankind, meaning mankind. But just a change in wording makes people think a different way. And so, and this just goes to show you, it's not a different way. It's all the same thing. Right? It's all
exactly.
The same thing.
It is.
Right.
I think the sooner that we realize this, in the world. I love what you guys are doing by having people of different faiths come on and talk, because I think that the sooner we realize that we're all talking about the same thing, we just have different names for it, I think
yes.
the sooner we'll be able to come together, that the human race, it's kind of like we build these walls around ourselves, whether it be religion or race or political persuasion or your geographical location of your birth or whatever it is. We take these
right.
things and we build walls around ourselves instead of embracing the beauty of the diversity that is the human race, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're all a tapestry and we're all a different color thread. We're all going in a different direction. But to see the big picture on that tapestry, you
right.
all have to work together.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, we have to see the big picture. We have to come together in what we, you know, in that oneness that we have. Because we may be different in the physical world. I mean, the looks and just that kind of thing and the labels, but we're not in spirit. You know,
exactly.
the language actually started with symbolism, you know, and the spirit connects with symbolism. And we all connect with symbolism. When spirit speaks to us as mediums or psychics, it's, you know, in symbolism. And there's no divide there. You know, if you look at the Catholic religion, it's all symbolism. If you look at the rituals that the Wiccan do, it's symbolism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the same language. We're just saying it in a different, you know, you were using different words.
Exactly.
Yes. So how do we get though people to come to that point? I mean, it's just how as a society, I mean, we've always been, you know, in the lifetimes, I guess, brutal, but we've gotten better as time has gone by. But, you know, I look at the brutality, how we treat other people, whether it's their skin color, their religion, or whatever, their language, whatever. We're all basic human beings. And how do we, and how did we ever come to thinking that somebody is better than somebody else? We all have
no,
the
I
same
think that,
feelings.
Yeah.
We all have the same.
And it says that in the very beginning of the Bible, Fiona. It says, we are created in God's image. So if we're created in God's image, we are everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think. How do we stem this? I think that if we think about, first of all, if coming to the realization that we're spirits having a human experience would go a long way. But
yeah.
that's something that spirit has to reveal to each person. But here's the thing, is I believe that right now we've got some dark times going on, right? And things feel, for energy workers, we feel this stuff deeply, right? It feels weird. It feels off. I've had friends for weeks now talking about all kinds of nightmares and that everything feels off and it feels weird and stuff. But here's the thing: is I think that the darker things, the darker that it gets, I think those people who, if we're out there shining light, if we're out there being the light and the darkness, I think it's going to stand out. I think the more love we give, I think that if we can rise above the pettiness and the fights and the nastiness that we show each other. If we can start when we see somebody being mean to somebody else or hurting somebody else or bringing harm to somebody else, we call them out and say, no, this isn't okay. And then show them how to love and to put love in there and to let our light shine like that. You know, darkness can only stick around for so long when there's light shining everywhere, you know?
True.
Well, I think
True.
That's the problem, though, with a lot of what's happening now. We were never, ever taught how to love ourselves. Growing up as children, we were never taught. I'm not saying all people, but most people were never taught to truly love themselves.
That's
so,
true.
Well, you're right.
People weren't.
We are
taught to be, to find ourselves. We're taught to conform and do what society says is right, rather than, you know.
I've never been a conformist.
You know,
right.
I've not either. Never once
right,
in my
right.
life.
And I know Fiona and Stella, you both, neither one of you have ever really been a conformist. I mean,
no, I tried when I was a Christian, and it just never worked out well.
Right. It's just something that never worked for me. You know, I was very much an individual.
Right.
Because I was a born medium. So, I mean, I was outside of that box all the time that people said was normal life, you know, because I'm seeing spirit, I'm experiencing things. And, you know, so I had to find my own way. And that is the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
To realize exactly what the divine inside is, right? And to bring it out and to live it, because that's what makes you happy. That's why you're so happy, Stella.
Yes, it is. We can only keep fighting the good fight. I mean, yeah, there's going to be hard times. So all we have, I mean, the only thing we can do is just keep on fighting, you know?
Right. And I think you have to have that darkness to illuminate, you know, to illuminate that light.
You never want to see a good unless you've seen it, right?
So you have to have that balance of light and dark
to experience and to understand. You know,
exactly.
And
it's a big thing for witches. We believe in balance, and we believe that in order to bring balance in our own personal life, that we have to look ourselves in the mirror and accept us. We have to look at that, the good and the bad. We have to look at that and embrace ourselves. And we work to overcome anything that shouldn't be there. But we know it's there, and we acknowledge it. We don't pretend like it's not. And if we do something wrong, we take responsibility for it. We don't just pretend that, or we can't go to a deity and ask for forgiveness. We have to go to the person that we hurt and ask for forgiveness. We have to make it
beautiful.
Right.
That's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's humbling. That's a contrite spirit. That comes from a higher consciousness, and that comes from trying to understand and being humble and being loving to your fellow man. You know, I think it's beautiful. I mean, if I've hurt somebody, I do. I apologize. I say I'm sorry because of the fact that, you know, my spirit, I can't do anything else. The spirit will make me do it. You know what I'm saying?
It's about really, I think, people accepting everything that they've done and created. Like people do, you know, they come for readings on the show even, but they need to take responsibility that, you know, through the law of attraction and what you're saying, what you put out is what you'll get back, is what comes. What are you, you know, I always say, what are you projecting from your heart center? What are you pushing out there? You're responsible for that. So if you're putting out that you're angry and mad, that's what you're going to get back. You know, you're going to get back. And so, and people are kind of shocked when you speak in those terms. Like, yes, you can, you know, I can phone Rose and say, I'm pissed off at this, get it off my chest, but usually it's worked out that you can see whatever, okay, now I'm good to go. It's not that you can't voice and get it off. This really bothered me or, you know, pissed me off or whatever. But then you then take responsibility for, okay, so how can I shift and change this so I don't feel that way? How can I look at it from a different point of view? And that's usually when you have your friends that are close to you can say, okay, how about if you look at it from this? And it's something in the moment where you're at, you couldn't get there by somebody else coming and looking, hey, why can't you look at it from this? And it just eases that hatefulness or getting upset about it, that it's really not worth it. And it's something then you can continue.
It's reflection. I mean, it's reflecting.
Yeah.
That reflecting is a higher consciousness. The fact that
and that's
that you
how
get
we
angry,
grow.
Right. Yeah. So you get angry at somebody, you know, you need to take a good look at yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly, because when we look in that mirror, nobody else is responsible for our feelings, for our actions.
Exactly.
Nobody else
our
is responsible
reaction.
Except
right.
us. Exactly. And that's how we grow, is when we look in that mirror, we see that, we see that, oh, that definitely needs some work. You work on that, and you do better next time.
Right.
That's
yeah.
how we
anyway,
grow.
Anyway, ladies, I'm just going to say our hour is done. So, Stella, what could you say, what would you like to say to your audience today?
I would like to say that, when you see somebody who's a witch, we're just like you. We're following a path that Spirit has led us to. And it's a path of love, and it's a path of light. And we don't harm people. We embrace nature. This is who we are, and we love it this way. So we respect and honor you, and we just ask for the same in return, for the same respect and honor.
Yes, namaste, right?
Namaste,
yes.
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 My soul honors your soul. And that's what it all boils down to, is honoring each other. Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that. Thank you so much, Stella, for being on the show. Fiona, thank you for your input and running the board back there. You did a great job.
So far.
it's been a great show. So I want to thank all the listeners out there so much for listening. And know that we will be back. Fiona and I and Vivian have talked about doing a show every other week because we've gotten so busy. So for right now, our next show will be the week after next. We won't have a show next week, but we will have one the week after next. And I'm not sure what the topic is at the moment because we've had to kind of switch things around. So we will post it. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. Vivian, if you listen to this later on, we miss you, honey. We love you. And we love our audience. And Stella, I love you, girl. And Fiona, thank you again for the show. You guys did
thank
a great
you.
Job, and I love you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you both
so,
for having me on.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure, and maybe we'll do it again. Know that it's always perfect.